All right, run it, Ant. Yo. Check it. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
We are the Uncelebs. The Uncelebs. All right, back at you again, episode number 88. I'm Sean Solo.
This is Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
What the fuck was that?
Censorship.
And you worried about censorship now, nigga? Like,
only in the beginning of the episode.
Alright, man.
Now we're in the middle of it. Dre on motherfucking drums.
Okay.
Alright, cool.
You're stupid. Alright.
Alright, so first off, we're gonna shout out our sponsor, man. This episode is sponsored by Anchor, the Anchor FM app. Easiest way to make a podcast. Everything you need, 100% free. Anchor is an all-in-one platform where you can create, distribute, and monetize your podcast from any device for free. For free.
Free $0.
All right, no subscription. So if you haven't already, go ahead, download the Anchor app, and get your podcast going.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Be heard.
All right. Long behold.
Yeah.
Because I can't wait to wrap this series up, man. We are going to give a few of you of Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
It's so hard to say goodbye to Elliot.
Finally.
Yo, I knew it. I was like, yo. Like, yo, me, I'm excited. Dre's excited. Ant's excited. Sean, I don't think so too much.
All right. All right. So, yeah, let's start off with you, because you seem the least, impressed with Mr. Robot.
It's not that I'm the least impressed. It's like, I'm very selfish sometimes when it comes to shows.
What do you mean selfish?
Because, like, if it's a show that I like, it's like,
yeah,
I don't really want to give a view. Like, who gives a fuck, like, what I think about the show? You know what I mean? Like,
nigga, we do.
Like, it's a good show, but it's like, I like to, like, keep it to myself, you know? But, I'm not dissing this show at all.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout this whole show, my brain was working a lot. Like, my shit was, like, all over the place.
On 10.
A lot of plot twists, a lot of coming and going of certain characters, and it's a lot of characters I did not like.
We know.
Go ahead. Sound off. What character?
I said in the last video, man. Also, Elliot's sister, I don't like her either.
Oh, damn.
She's like,
I thought that's who it was.
No.
It's Angela?
Yeah.
Angela.
So, Dan, did you enjoy the first episode of the season?
I did. I did.
Yo, you a horrible.
You're a bad person.
You are horrible.
I'm a bad person. How am I a bad person?
Because she got clamped.
I'm not the one who made up the episode.
She got her shit split. You was like, ah, finally.
She got clapped in the head and was like, all right, well, she had to go. She had to go. Am I the wrong? I'm not the one who. I'm not Sam Esner.
You might as well be Dark Army, my nigga.
Word, right? That was Sean with the mask on. Walking up to her and shit. That was a long walk.
Nah, that was me with the father walking away like,
shh. Just like, I'm trying to save your ass.
I tried to make you a good character. You gotta go.
Like, I tried to make you a good character.
You gotta go.
That's not fair. That's not fair. Nah, he wasn't unbothered. I feel like he could have done more, but he also knows that he would have got shot too.
Ooh, Price?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, Price tried. He tried. He was begging her. And she was like, you know what? Just remove emotion and you'll do just fine. You know, just said the same thing to her. She said the same thing to him that he said to her after she watched somebody
blow their brains out,
commit
in front
suicide
of her. Yeah.
In public, like, that's crazy. I enjoyed this show so fucking much. Like, it sucks that it is over, but I'm glad that they ended it where it was designed to end. Yes. And they didn't try to drag it on. Yes. And make up new shit.
Yo.
I hear people complaining about shows so much, you know, whether it's Game of Thrones or Power or whatever. Everybody complains about a show at some point. And this is the only show that I have zero complaints about at all. I loved every fucking episode, every moment of this shit. I cherished this shit. Like, every...
I feel like every fan is pretty much satisfied.
Yes.
Most, yeah.
Most of us, yeah.
Aside from Sean.
No, it's like, no, because it's like, yo, I see it like this, because I see this with a lot of shows. And unfortunately, this generation has ADHD. Like, 1 minute, they're going to be on the show next week. You're not going to hear about the show no more. That's how they did with Game of Thrones. Everybody was mad, upset. Next week, everyone's saying, eh.
Yeah, okay, because, what's the next show? I mean, because like, they kind of pissed on the rest of the thing, the really rest of did. The season. They really, you know, the rest of the series. Hold on. Just one.
No, the rest of the series.
Yeah, they pissed on the rest of the series by, you know, fucking up the last season. It's the last season, so you supposed to go out with a bang. You supposed to
end it,
you know,
right.
Exactly.
The problem,
don't do the
okay.
fans disservice.
Okay,
when they
the
know
problem with Game of Thrones that I did not experience because I binged it a month before it came back for the last season.
Mm-hmm.
So the fans who've been a fan of the show from the first season, they had to wait like a year and a half about 2 years just for the last season, just for it to end so fucking shitty. I would be pissed too. I'm not all that mad because I just started the show in April and then it came back in April or May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more like a, well,
glad like, I wasn't that much invested in the damn show.
Yeah, word. But you know what? Mr. Robot also waited about 2 years before the...
A year and a half. But that's because Rami was doing other shit, too.
Yeah. I mean, for whatever reason, they made us wait. But it
the wait was worth it, though.
Oh, watch it. It was so worth it.
And it didn't feel like I was waiting too long, either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like... Look, I trust Sam Esmail to this point. And I told... And that weekend right before the last episode, the last two episodes, I even tweeted him directly. I'm like, yo, you have 2 hours, my nigga, to keep me a huge fan of you. Please do not let me down.
Don't fuck up, you know?
Do not fuck up. Don't rush it. Take your fucking time, please.
And everything was really deliberate. He knew exactly how he wanted to end it. He said that he had the ending in his mind from the beginning. He said that, you know, he reached the end organically and did not, you know, want to, you know, pile it on, or you know, like do too much or do too less and stuff like that, you know. So me personally, I loved so many episodes of this season that it would be hard for me to pick which episode was my favorite one. You know, the first episode, you come in and you think that it's just a recap, and then bang, Angela. You know?
Word.
Like,
word.
Crazy.
My dude was still talking, and I'm like, Dre, shut up. This is new dialogue. He's like, nah, it's not. I was like, Dre, it's new dialogue. I rewinded and everything. I rewinded and everything, and I'm like, see? He did not say this last time. He's like, oh, wait. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Shh.
No, really?
Then there was the episode where there was, like, no dialogue at all.
That was
it was just a complete chasing, and you
that
know,
was
like,
fucking dope.
It's creative as shit.
Yo.
What's the name of that?
Shit. What was the name of the episode?
Not sure.
I forgot, but I know it was right after the episode where what's his name died.
Tyrell
died. So right after the Woods episode.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yeah, because Darlene picked him up, and then he was like, "Dude, we don't have to talk." And then that was the last dialogue until who was it that spoke again? Who was the first person to speak again?
Wasn't it Janice?
Oh, we can talk now.
Yeah, I think it.
I think it had to be her. She's like,
I think it was Janice. She said we could talk now, something like that.
It was one of them. It was somebody, but I forgot. Everything was text message or head movement or something. That the thing that scared me the most in that episode was him jumping off the fucking cliff. Yeah. I thought for some reason, and I know New York, but for some reason, I thought there was water at the bottom of that shit.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, where in New York was that?
That had to be somewhere uptown New York, yeah. With all the mountain type rocks and shit, that had to be close, somewhere close to the Bronx, but it was in Manhattan.
Oh, I was gonna say
like the Upper West Side or some shit.
I think that's by Central Park.
Yeah, it's either somewhere near Central Park or in Central Park, but it was like those rock formations where
yeah.
But you can also drive a car past there.
Yeah, Central Park.
Yeah, or Riverside Drive or some shit like that. Yeah. That's why I thought it was near. That's why I'm like, okay, there's water over there. Nah, nigga, he rolling down the fucking cliff and then hobbling to the car.
Got the accent, Esma. Like, hey, man, where was that? Like, I was in New York. Oh, what part? Albany. I'm like, that's not New York.
I didn't say New York City.
That's not New York, fool.
That's New York.
Yep, that was.
That's Canada.
Episode 5, Method Not Allowed. Episode 405. You know what? I probably might have to say that my favorite episode is 407, where we have Elliot, Vera is like my least favorite and most favorite character at the same time. You know, he's just like mad complex, but still just a shitball, but still like a real ass nigga. Like, yo, he caught Krista, got the gun to her head, said, tell me why I shouldn't kill her. He's like, because she's a good person. No, tell me why I shouldn't kill her. Like, damn. I don't know.
Was this the episode with the, they had the whole therapy session while he's like,
yes.
Yes.
I hostage, that episode, I was like, all
hostage
right.
Hostage therapy. Like,
That episode, I think that was like a whole mindfuck, because after a while, I was just like,
it was a complete mindfuck.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, why the fuck is it taking these motherfuckers so long to kill him? Like, kill him already. What's taking so long?
Right.
Because like, he had his minions there, remember?
Yep. Young and May. Young and May. Shout out to Young and May. For, like, that was a dope.
Yo, that shit was funny.
It was like, yo, Pookie, go for a walk. Nah. I'm trying to see the progression of the story and shit. And then the lightning at the same time, go for a fucking walk. Like, yo, it was so dope of comedic relief at the same time. At no. Fucking, this was one of the most pressurized episodes, because you know that there's something up. You Word. Know that Elliot could die. Krista could die. And I thought Krista was dead. I thought Krista was dead that episode.
Me too. I did until, like, obviously we saw her, but...
when she did the killing.
Yo, but up until... Yeah. I was okay. I was, like, okay, at the edge of my seat, like, trying to hold myself together until I was like, yo, why is Mr. Robot acting like that? The fuck is he talking about? What does he mean he's not supposed to know? What is he not supposed to know? What the fuck are you talking? He's like, I can't help you now. Where the fuck are you going, my nigga? Like, where are you going? Why did you leave Ellie?
And then
he didn't leave.
And then
he left.
Wait,
he left, but he didn't leave.
And then Elliot is on the side of Vera, like, yo, what's up, Krista? What you not telling me? Like, what's up? No, keep reading. Like, yo, oh man, but like just and then the big reveal, of course, you know, find out that he is actually a victim of sexual abuse, and that time that we thought that, you know, this whole time he thought his father pushed him out the window, and then Darlene said, no, you jumped in his third season, I believe. She said he jumped.
That was season...
I believe it was
season
3.
Yeah, it was season 3.
Yeah.
It was season 3. He's like, oh, you probably don't remember. You were really small. He was like, no, you waved around your bat all crazy, and then you jumped out the window. And then now that explains exactly why he was trying to get away from his father. He had basically... The next episode after that, the kid him was like, okay, here's the key. the key. Okay, follow me and everything. Took him to that museum. Forgot the name of it.
Queens Museum.
Yeah, I think it's the Queens Museum. Some Queens Museum. Went all the way to the back. My question was, how the fuck did he know to go back there? Even when they were kids, who worked there that they knew the ins and outs of that museum? Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was neither here nor there. But got the key. He was like, see, like, we didn't just let him do it. We tried.
We tried to stop
him. That was the key. That was his key to their bedroom, to his bedroom.
Yep.
So he had to hide his key, but he ended up getting a key anyway, and that's why he freaked the fuck out.
And then even building on that is if you go back and you watch episode 4 of the first season when he was going through withdrawal, when he was getting off of these drugs, we see that he shows up to a block, the little girl is there, and you know, she says, you drop this, and hands him a key. It's like, what is this key to? You know?
Yeah.
Then she, you move and you see him and Angela at dinner, and, you know, they're eating raspberry pie. And fucking, he crunches something, it's the key.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes home, has a whole conversation with QWERTY, which is Nunu's
daddy.
Nunu's dad. I forgot his name.
His name is Shadow Man to me.
Yeah. Move him to a goddamn window.
Oh, was it Keith? Keith David?
Yeah. Keith David.
I have an uncle named Keith. I'm not going to remember.
And then, in the background of that whole time, you just see freaking Tyrell sitting there with the key, just holding the key.
At the computer. I'm like, okay.
It's like, it was just very well done to, like, for there to be, like, Easter eggs and hints at the ending from the very beginning, you know, and, like, even the first conversation that he has with Mr. Robots. You know, Mr. Robot, when Mr. Robot's telling him about his father and stuff like that, and he's like, "Yeah, well, he was in jail, just like you are now, but I'm going to set you free." It's like, huh? You know, and you don't even think about it.
Did y'all get that?
What do you mean?
So, well, he just said, "Did you get it?"
Like. From the very beginning, the first episode, Mr. Robot's whole purpose was trying to get the real Elliot back, or something along those lines. Yeah,
right. Cause okay, fan club, right?
Yeah.
I read this up on the Mr. Robot fan club. So, and me and Renako was talking about this. It was a conspiracy that if you see one of the episodes where you see Elliot as a child, and he's like at the E-court, like, round table office, and you see like a Spanish lady standing in the door like, let's go. It was a conspiracy saying that she was Mr. Robot when he was a child. Like he was going through a schizophrenia disorder, so that's who he was talking to before Mr. Robot.
Oh
wow.
Who is that lady?
You said the Spanish lady? No, she was Egyptian.
Egyptian? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, she looks Spanish.
They casted an Egyptian woman just to keep everything consistent. Because, you know, Rami is actually Egyptian, and so is Sam. But, Darlene and Elliot look like they could be related. Brother and sister. I don't know. Like,
a little bit.
That's
a little bit.
That's racist.
That's no, racist? It's not.
No, it's not racist. Okay, Darlene is an Egyptian.
Trying to say all Egyptians look alike.
No, Darlene is Egyptian.
I'm saying the big ass eyes look alike.
I'm gonna have to read what you read because something in there I'm not understanding because that was his mom.
Yeah.
Like the lady in the office room, that was his mom. Like
right,
subconsciously,
people,
that was his mom. But what was I about to say? As far as Mr. Robot's telling Elliot he's gonna get him out of jail, like that just calls out to the last episode of him saying, "Yo, you're not Elliot. I've been helping you because you basically have been on this mission to like rid the world of evil to protect Elliot, but you're not Elliot. So it's like, what?
Right? And back to the round table, and E-Corp is like, we're still waiting. For who? Elliot? No. For Mr. Robot? No. The other one. It's like, huh? It's, you know,
and who's the other one?
The other one? Mastermind. The Elliot that we have been seeing this entire time is not the real Elliot.
Okay.
He was the mastermind of 5-9, of everything, you know, trying to, with the illusions of grandeur and, you know, want to make this big ass impact on the world and trying to fix all of the world's problems. And that's why, in the first episode, the first scene, we see him at Ron's coffee shop, and he's exposing
the owner.
Yeah, the owner for child pornography. Mm-hmm. You know, just child. You know, child predators, and we see that he actually had a personal investment in this. You know, that we didn't know about before, but his father was actually. You know, that's why he goes out and fights all of these child predators. That's why in what was it? Maybe it was episode 3 or 4 of the fourth season where he calls in to the dude that was you know, he had some video that he was had a little girl in the room.
Oh, he was like masturbating to
He was masturbating to the little girl. That was the first episode.
Yeah.
So it's like,
we were trying to figure out where the fuck this series was going from that first episode.
Yeah, and it's like
come
crazy
to find out he was behind that shit. Yeah,
exactly. So I mean, like, the mastermind was the one trying to make the world safe for the real Elliot, in a way.
You know? Then got lost in the fucking sauce, thinking he was the real Elliot.
Yeah.
But that makes sense because the dream sequence that you were mentioning before. Angela actually says it was like, figures, you were only born a month ago. We're like, wait, what?
It's like, you're not Elliot. You're the...
And then they finish it in the last episode. Like, you're not Elliot. You're the mastermind. And it was like... So yeah.
He's pretty much his own worst enemy.
And yeah, his own worst enemy, his own best friend, his own... Like...
Also, the part... after White Rose's whole shit, where we thought it actually fucking worked,
the machine.
when he was trying to get to the wedding to hurry up and go with Mary Angela, and fucking Dom stopped him and was like, "Let me see your ID." He's like, "Okay." He's like, "This doesn't even look like you.
Get down." She opened up the box and see the body. He was like, "Get down."
And then I was like, wait, why? Okay, Elliot would have Elliot's ID, right? So why wouldn't Elliot look like Elliot Alderson?
Right? And so now it's like, yo, we don't even know what the real Elliot
really
looks like. Because, and we're seeing everything from Elliot's view. We you know, we were another one of his made up alternate personalities. Yeah. You know, figments of his imagination, and that's how we get to see everything. You know, so like he saw Mr. Robot in the image of his father, you know, because he had to build an image of his father that he could actually live with.
Yeah,
you know, because he couldn't live with the actual father that he had.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Oh yeah, yeah. The internet kind of spoiled that for me. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I think you told us.
Yeah, Mr. Robot's father, whatever.
Yeah, but one thing that people have been joking and saying about for years now since the show started, it was like, yo, you never actually see Elliot go to get a haircut. Like, the fuck is up with that?
Yeah.
And then he mentioned it in the interview. He was like, yo, I wore that same hoodie throughout the whole shit.
Yeah.
You never see him switch once.
No.
I was like.
And that is, like, it kind of tips you off that something isn't right. But we accept it because it's a fucking TV show.
And on top of that, the fact that he's dealing with depression. You know, so it's like, He's depressed, so he's like, maybe he won't change all. Change his clothes, you know.
But then wearing
all black.
Exactly. We accept it because it's like, okay, he's depressed. Okay, we already know he has identity disorder, and all this other stuff. That's in the third. But he was like, yo, his appearance never changes. He shaves, but there's no hair on his face. Like, okay, in my opinion. Because Mr. Robot never changed and Elliot never changed, that should have tipped me off from the jump.
Also, he looks very frail.
Very frail and pale and all his other stuff and everything. Yeah. But then it kind of like made me wonder, what does Elliot actually look like? This dude probably had mad long, probably got like a little bit of a beard because he did shave a couple of times, but that was it.
That was
literally it.
What? When did he shave?
He shaved a couple times.
I only saw the real Elliot that was trapped in there to shave.
There was one time, I can't remember what season exactly. No, the whatever season or episode it was where he was like, yeah, I'm going to act like everything's normal and everything.
Oh,
That sequence, he shaved a couple times.
Come on, get happy.
Yes, that scene.
Come on, get happy.
That scene, he shaved a couple times.
You're not buying any of this, are you?
No, I'm not. But
Colonel Panic. I remember that episode just because it was so crazy. You know, like, and he really just like shut down.
And then dude went to jail, came out looking the exact same.
Yeah,
right.
No one questioned that.
You're supposed to be at least a little bit cocky.
A little stubble.
You're supposed to got some arms and shit if you did time and shit.
That's only if you worked out. He didn't do shit.
That's a stereotype.
Exactly.
Yes, that's a stereotype. And it's, you know, all of the types that I know, it's a stereo.
Okay, Drake.
And then I feel like Elliot was like a perception or a stereotype of what a depressed person would be. So that was right. Like the perception. Frail, pale. Doesn't really change his clothes. Wears dark clothes.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cares about merely one thing really a lot.
Antisocial.
Like, yep.
Yep.
Annoyed.
Yep. Annoyed.
Too smart for his own good.
Way too smart for his own good. And the difference between Mastermind and Elliot that I kind of picked up on when we were trying to guess at who this third personality was. You started to see that Elliot really didn't have sympathy for people that he didn't know, you know? Like, this dude that in the first episode of season four, he was saying, look, you need to do this, you need to do that, and, you know, do exactly what I say, and I'm not going to put out this video. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And now the dude is like, yo, you don't know who I got to deal with. Like, so if I do all of this, you're going to protect me, right? And he was like, yeah. Like,
you can't do shit.
You can't. You don't give a fuck about me, do you?
You don't give a fuck about me, do you? And then what he did, the girl that he was flirting with at the bar, and he just used
that,
her.
That shit was fucked.
That was brutal. And it's like, yo, we see, like, now you starting to see, it's like, yo, this dude that we've been rooting for this whole time, he ain't exactly all of that. Like, he's not the hero that we perceive him as.
You're talking about the girl that she was supposed to be on the like a Tinder date or something like that?
Yeah.
She was supposed to be on a Tinder date.
Kind of got stood up.
And
Elliot went over there and bagged. I'm sitting there rooting for the dude. I'm like, oh, he about to bag. Get the cheeks, bro. You know, it's like,
I wasn't rooting for nothing because I knew what it was. He just didn't want to do it. Like, Mr. Robot started it and then left. Like,
he was his own wingman.
Word.
Mind you, a similar thing happened with Shayla, you know, because Shayla didn't have to die. He could have left it alone.
Yeah.
He could have left it alone. Shayla said, leave it alone. I'm okay. Yes, he raped me, but I'm okay. I make good money. Please don't do anything, you know, because she knew that it could get so much worse. And Elliot's like, nah, I'm going to expose this guy because that's the right thing to do. And everything is all trapped by ideals, and the ideals isn't the reality, you know? the reality of the situation is, you fuck with Vera, he'll fucking kill anybody that anybody. Like, this anybody, is who he is.
Really? Anybody? Like, she was gone the minute that they got caught. That was it.
Yeah. Word. And that was hard, too. Like, that was, at that point, that's when I knew that this was one of my top shows ever. Just because, there was one point where they pull up to Elliot's house. And it's a close-up on the trunk. And you can't, like, and then, you know, the camera pans up and shows Elliot. And Elliot's like, where's Shayla? It then come to find out, she was in the trunk the whole time. Mm. There was nothing that Elliot could have done to keep her alive, because she was already dead by then.
Yep. Like, honestly, if he really, like, he did believe she was still alive. I don't know how he thought she was still alive, but he didn't have to do shit at that point, because she was already dead. Like, he would have died, but he was already dead. She was already dead.
Last time we seen Shayla alive, she got dragged out of the
restaurant,
the diner, and just looking at, they went straight from that diner to Elliot's house. So they yoked her up out of that diner, let him have his last conversation with her, and killed her right there, and then put her in the trunk, you know. And then the reveal. You see Elliot and all of the fucking pain and anguish that he had to go through, you know, when he actually saw the body and stuff. Like, that was, it was really hard. It was really deep, man. But it
so being that, see now with a kind of like a catalog like this, man. Do we put Sam Esmail on, like, a high pedestal? It's like, all right, what do we expect next from this guy?
Well, I won't say that I put Sam Esmail on a high pedestal overall.
Yeah.
I'll say that I put him on a high-ass pedestal for this. You know? Okay. Like, this right here is a fucking masterpiece. You know?
And that one... Prime a series that he directed.
Homecoming.
He directed it. He didn't create it. He directed it. Okay. But you can tell, like, if you are a lover of Mr. Robot, if you've seen a couple episodes and love, like, the way the stories are told by picture, you know Sam had a touch on that Homecoming. Yeah.
And
like, it was like, you know how he does the aerial shots where it's just dragging in the car and stabilized. It turns and, all of that shit.
And the framing. There's so many shots in Mr. Elliot. There's so many shots in Mr. Robot that were just beautifully, aesthetically. You know, just looked beautiful. You know? I loved the shot when Price died. White Rose grabbed a gun and clapped him, and then and they got it perfectly centered, and you, like, it's just beautiful, man.
Yeah, and then the scene where they had the therapy session is like the whole, like, revolving around the room.
Yeah,
about to get dizzy, about to throw up,
man. So many one takes, you know, like the one take in season 3 with, like, Angela and Elliot got fired, but he's running away from the security so that he could get around.
Yo, that was dope too.
Yo, everything about that, like, in the entire episode was shot one shot. It's like, goddamn.
Right, it was like certain scenes that kind of raises the anxiety. Like, he was it was like him and sister, like, they had to, like, sneak into the, I forgot the name of the building.
The security place?
Yeah, so she had to pose as security. I mean, as employee.
Yeah.
So she perfectly planned, like, her dropping her stuff. And, like, the minute he, like, bent down, like, dude just hopped over. Word. Like,
yo.
So stealthy. And I was like, my heart was like, do. And I was like, oh shit.
Yo. Yo, Rami got hops.
Yo,
Rami got hops.
He every bit of 65 pounds. It's easy to lift all that little bit of weight.
He said, shoot.
Like any inch like closer, he would have hit like the fucking glass. Yes. Like boom, it would have been over. Like.
Imagine if he did trip just with face first.
Like, what is that? Oh, nothing.
What?
But yo. I mean, Sean, you bring up a good point. Anxiety.
Yeah.
That feeling of anxiety is a lot. That's most of the, like, that's a lot of the reason why the series is so great and why you get so invested, because now you get nervous watching this. You're like, yo, like, you think something's going to happen to you. You're like, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in your brain. Like, oh, man.
And the certain plot twists, like,
what was your favorite plot twist? Let's start with that.
My favorite plot twist.
Go ahead.
Oh.
I know mine.
The fucking, the Miss China and White Rose. It's just like, nobody was just figuring that out. It's like, how are you not figuring out, like, White Rose and
the Chinese and Zhang.
It's just... same person.
Yeah, like, I kind of figured like that out at the end of season 1.
Was having a hard, like,
yeah,
you know,
it's like Miley Cyrus is Hannah Montana. It's like,
what? Superman and Clark Kent, like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Took off the wig, put on the wig. Took off the wig, put on the wig.
Where'd you go? What about you, Aunt?
My favorite plot twist was figuring out, like, Elliot was in jail the whole time. That was my favorite. Because y'all remember when I came to y'all door?
Yeah.
Yes. Yo, we were so... I don't know what the fuck we was doing awake that night either. We were fucking excited.
Yo, oh my gosh. It was, like, so dope to share that with you.
Yup.
Like, oh my gosh.
Like 2, 3 in the morning, but yo.
And we allowed it. We didn't care.
Oh shit. Damn.
My favorite reveal.
Go ahead. I hope you say one of mine, because I have two now. But go ahead.
My favorite reveal, because I really believed that it wasn't gonna, like, this wasn't gonna fucking happen. Like, he saves New York. Seventy-two billion buildings go down in flames. What?
That was one of my second one.
What?
That was my second
one. Yo, my heart sank. I was like, yo, we just did all of this bullshit just for the bomb to go off in other places. My nigga.
Every other place.
New York was safe. That was it.
Yo.
It's a slap in the face.
Not really slap in the face, because I remember saying before that season, like, yo, why does all the disaster movies happen in New York? And Sam S. Miller's like, you know what? I feel the same way. Let's not have it
happen. Like fucking day after tomorrow.
Right?
Word.
But, oh man, that was crazy, because I remember when we watched that, it was like 3 in the morning,
fucking excited.
And we had to scream silently, because we didn't want to wake you up, and we didn't want to wake up the neighbors and shit. We was holding each other, rolling on our air mattress, like, no, squeak, squeak, squeak. Yo, oh my god!
Sound like what's the neighbor from Rocket Power? Merv. The angry neighbor.
with the hat in
the every time you're like, oh.
Go ahead, Dre.
Yo. I can't even front. My favorite reveal, because this was probably one of my favorite characters. Well, factually one of my favorite characters in the whole shit. Finding out that Leon was part of Dark Army.
Yo.
Oh my gosh.
Yo.
Joey Badass, do more movies.
Please.
You dope as Inspector Deck.
Word.
Keep doing that.
Word.
But Leon, he said he wants to do a Leon spinoff. I am
Please all, do oh, it.
I'm really with
Yo,
the shits.
Yo, not for nothing. That not for nothing, that scene where Leon drops off Darlene and Dom, and he's like, yo, so when you getting back, what you doing? Da 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 da. I was like, it sounded like he with the shits. Let's go.
He is with the shits.
Let's go.
Yo, he said he only loyal to the almighty dollar. But I'm saying, when okay, so Elliot, like, we had just found out that Elliot was in jail and stuff like that, and then he gets caught up by all of the...
No, we didn't find out yet.
No, we...
We didn't find out yet, because he was just in an alley.
He was in an alley.
Yeah.
Right. So, he got caught up with all of the skinheads and Nazis and all of that, and they said, oh, you got a lot of courage. We'll fix that for you. And then you hear some pants unzipping and stuff. They turn him around, put him up against the gate and shit. I'm like, oh no, what the fuck? And then you start hearing slashing, and I'm still thinking that he's getting attacked. I'm like, oh my gosh, what are they doing to his ass? But
I remember that scene.
Yo, I'm sorry. I was scared as shit. I'm like, no, no. What is going on with his butt? No, leave him alone. Get off of him. But... I'm sorry. Yo, the nigga got turned around and you hear slashing. Like, come on, man. But either way, then you turn around, then he turns around, and you see all of these motherfuckers slashed up and shit.
All bloody.
And Leon with the dreads in front of his face. When you see White Rose, tell her I did you well. And then he puts the fucking knife in the guy, does to the guy what I thought the guy was doing to Elliot, and then like stomps on it in there and shit.
Yeah. Leon. Thank you.
One thing that I definitely gotta mention is, there's so many Easter eggs in there about other cinema and other literature and other, you know, like, there's so much stuff. Like, there's a movie called The Professional, and it's about a hitman.
Oh, man, with Leon, yeah. That's his name, Leon.
There you go.
Yeah. He's like this. He's like this hitman. I forgot what country he's from, but he's like staying in
a
like,
hitman named Leon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now remember, Dom was like this, that, and the third. I don't even think you. Why do you trust me? The stuff, something like that. And he was like, "You think Leon's my real name?"
It was shot in New York City. It was like Spanish Harlem or something like that.
Nah,
like,
I want to see that now.
Yeah.
It makes me want to go watch a lot of different
things. I want to go watch Clockwork Orange because it is.
Yep.
I already got him onto American Psycho.
Yeah. Because Tyrell was, you know, he was built off of American Psycho. It wasn't like completely that
character.
He was character.
A taste of that
slick
character.
Back hair.
And you know,
getting all rich, frustrated over the little things and everything.
And like when he goes and beats the shit out of the bum, to give him a couple dollars or whatever.
Yep.
And then of course, you know, there's the obvious Fight Club reference in the first season.
Very obvious.
And stuff like that. It's just so much. It's just so many references.
Shows like this deepen my love for cinema in total. Like, because he basically did an ode to pop culture, basically.
Yeah,
and a lot of people talk about it. It's like, oh, sometimes you bash certain things for doing this too much or doing that too much. But he literally took all of that shit and said, Mr. Robot.
Like, some people, you know, some people hate when people take from other things. But, I read an article and they described it extremely well. They said, if you take this picture and you do a couple of things to it, it's still that picture. But now, if you take that picture, this picture, and you put it all together, now you got a collage, which is something totally different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you gotta respect it. It's kind of like what we were saying before about a rapper's first album, you know? He had all his life to build that album.
One.
And this is
Sam Esmail taking from every movie, every show, every book that he's read over these years and really building a masterpiece out of it, and, you know, had his own story in there.
Pretty well blended. Throughout my time, like, watching this show, I couldn't help to just keep thinking about this, and I was like, every time I watch each episode, and I'm like, yo, man, what if fucking Capital Steez was still alive? He'd be in that show. Seeing Capital Steez in that show. Mm-hmm. And then in the end credits of, like, the final season, it's like, they're playing Free the Robots. Think about it.
I mean, even the song, Mr. Roboto, the whole song was about, you know, like, I forgot specifically what it's about, but it's like almost as if he heard that song and got the idea for this show.
You don't know who I am. Secret, secret, I got a secret.
Exactly. Like,
nobody ever got to Mr. Roboto. No, that one line, like, Elliot's walking through, like, the Washington Township, because you knew it wasn't fucking Washington Township. That shit was too clean.
But
the filter they used while Elliot was walking through fake Washington Township, and all the cars were white.
All
this other stuff, and everything. He's looking around like
in the other world where he finds the prison. Let's call it the prison that the actual
that Elliot he created. Fucking anyway, but. Did anybody else realize that all the fucking cars were white?
Yeah,
I know you did.
Yeah. I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't look at
until that. He went to the garage where Tyrell's car was, got his black SUV, and drove it right to his house, and all the street is lined with white cars.
Every street was lined with white cars.
Every freaking street. Everything was clean. His mom was nice to him. We were like, wait.
What's going on, right? Like,
he was like, she's looking at me as if she loves me. What is this? Yo, I had to laugh. I'm like, oh.
It's like, I don't know what this is. What is this? Love? Stop. Stop loving me.
Oh, my God. It was nice of him to see that, though. Like, it was nice. Like, all this time you see his mom, like, beating the kid version of him and everything. Yeah. And I wanted to get deeper in that, kind of. But if he didn't feel it needed to be in there, I still want to ask him questions. Like, why didn't you put it in there more?
What?
Like, his relationship with his mom. Like, exactly why was she resolved? What did she do exactly? Especially if you found out that his dad was like this.
Word. And it's just kind of like, yo, the whole time before we found out exactly what his dad did, I was like, yo, how is this guy so damn nice? And then his mom is a fucking shitball, you know, abusive and stuff like that. And it's like, so it was both of them. Both of them were shitballs, you know? But, yeah. Like, did you guys have any questions?
Still have questions,
That didn't get answered?
Do you guys have questions that still didn't get answered?
Well, when do we get the Leon spinoff?
Word.
Yeah,
if we get the Leon spinoff.
When I write that shit, Sam, I'll be in touch.
They say Twitter is the best way to get in touch with celebrities, so.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Hella tweets. Hella tweets.
And then, you know, if the character is like, yo, I'm down to do a spinoff, I think.
You should oblige.
Yeah, like I would put that into the universe, you know.
But then at the same time, it's almost like, yo, you got to do it justice. You got to do it justice. Because it's going to have to be as good as Mr. Robot. Maybe or, not as good.
No, wait a minute. No, because then you can't. You're putting him on a high pedestal now.
Yeah, that's a high. Maybe not as good, but it has to be good.
Or do like a limited spinoff or something.
Yeah, like a mini series, right? Like a one season thing. 8 episodes and that's it. That's
or like, some people do, like, they don't do a whole season. The pilot season isn't like a whole full season. It'll be like 5 episodes first season, and then second season, because the first season did so well, we could do 13 episodes, right?
Yeah, just like Castlevania, the shit, you know?
Word.
I just want to see.
I want to see Dom and Darlene. Dom-ling.
Yo, I want Dom to come back from fucking Bora Bora. Is that where she went?
No,
where's she?
Budapest.
Budapest. There you go. Like, what are you? I knew it was a B. I want her to come back from Budapest. I want her to see her all relaxed and shit.
Like a spinoff? You mean like a spinoff?
Whenever the spinoff happens, even I want Dom to come back.
Even yeah. if it's not a spinoff, just, you know, let us know. Like, I just want to see it. I just want to see it. If it's a quick, you know, half hour Dom-ling
special. Because honestly, that pissed me off the way they missed each other.
The way they missed each other? But even that in itself was pretty dope and creative because it's both of them getting over their fears and not with each other.
Yeah.
You know, Dom had the fear of letting go and doing something like leaving and relaxing and going to sleep because she hasn't had good sleep in
months.
We've never seen her get good sleep.
She slept better before Dark Army.
Sure, she slept before Dark Army.
Yeah, she did, like, she tried to kill the fucking... what was it, the dude? He's fixing the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, she was about to kill that guy. That was, yeah. But I'm saying, even before then, when we first introduced to her, she was fucking, you know, up late talking in chat rooms.
Yeah.
And, you know. But even that was an Easter egg.
Because she was lonely.
Happy Hard On Henry.
Yeah.
That was an Easter egg to one of Christian Slater's movies.
Wow.
Yo. Yeah, I was about to mention that. Because me and Julie was watching that movie and it's like a he's like a if you watch Heather, the movie, it's a young Christian Slater.
Mm-hmm.
But he acts just like Mr. Robot. And I was going to mention that too, and I'm like, I'm sitting there watching, I was like, all right, yeah, he's like manipulative, serial killer. Like, I don't know if you guys ever watched that movie.
No, you ever watched that movie? No spoilers.
It's real fucked up.
There's a lot of fucked up shit, you know? Yeah. There's a lot of fucked up shit that you pull from, because Clockwork Orange is definitely a fucked up movie.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Never seen it.
Yeah, me neither. I saw one scene and I'm like, yo, is this supposed to be good? This is just fucking disturbing.
He said, is this supposed to be good?
Yeah, no, it was just a disturbing scene. Mm. It was just really
Someone warned
uneasy.
Me about that.
Yeah.
You have to be like on edge. Like,
yeah,
it's very
prepared.
Disturbing.
But yeah, so... I haven't seen the whole movie.
They said Clockwork Orange, period. They didn't say a scene. They said this is the story.
Yeah. But with that being said, this is my number one show ever. It's past Boardwalk Empire. Boardwalk Empire was like one of my favorite shows, and that was just favorite, you know? So I wouldn't have argued with a bunch of people to that, you know, it was the best show. This... I will argue with almost anybody that this is the best show. And, like, just seeing that, it came out, what, maybe like a year before Power, I believe? And it always dropped the same time as Power.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the last season.
One, yeah.
So it's just like, yo, I see all of these Power Watchers and they like, oh, this bullshit and like this, that, and the third. And I asked, on my Facebook, I asked, like, yo, is Power whack now? And a bunch of people was like, yeah, the writing got whack.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
50 directed an episode and Lala was not acting great in the episode.
I heard somebody say that too.
I heard that she was like, it was a high school play performance.
Yeah, I heard that too.
It's okay. Like I said, with this generation, they'll forget about it next week. They'll be all right.
Yeah. But this, this right now, the subreddit is still alive and well. People are still posting on it every fucking day.
Mad memes.
Mad research. People going in for, you know, like, I've watched season 1 through 3, I think twice, three times maybe.
At least.
I know I watched season 1 at least like 4 or 5 times, and I watched episode 1 probably about 12, just because I've had to put people on the show, like, yo, you have to watch this. And I only got, everybody here, I put onto it, but one of my friends, Louis, shout out Louis Espinal,
my homie.
Shout out to the government, the last name.
Hey, you know, somebody's going to give him some money. But anyway, yo, he agrees 100%. He said, best show ever. Once he finished the series, he texted me, said, greatest show ever. Mm. And I feel the same way. Like, I've never seen nothing done like this. So.
Okay.
Sammy? All right. We are not worthy.
And that concludes our episode of Unselected, episode 88. Yes. I want to thank everybody for listening to us, rocking with us, man. Let us know your thoughts on Mr. Robot's review. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. This episode is sponsored by Anchor. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And if you haven't watched Mr. Robot yet, the fuck are you doing here?
Why are you watching this episode? This is mad spoilers.
Word.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
We're going to have to put...
Back of a race car.
Okay. Didn't know that. We're going to have to put on the graphic, it's spoilers. Don't enter unless you have watched Mr. Robot. Okay, so, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man. Also, shout out to the haters that's been, like, getting on our videos now, man. We love you guys, man.
Word.
There's a lot of hate on our...
Word.
Ruffling a lot of covers.
It's acknowledged and deleted. But bye. Not all of them. But some of y'all. Yeah, fuck you very much. We understand, you know. Don't hate, celebrate.
I'm not sure if I know everything that they're talking about, but okay.
Where it's like, yo, upstate's not considered New York. It's like, yo, we was joking. Word. Joking, man.
It was like,
it's you here, you gotta relax. I'm sure solo.
This is Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
And this is Dre on motherfucking robots.
Yeah. We see you next week. Y'all gotta relax.
Relax.